I was coming to that. That's good. That's very good. But going back to what you were saying, you've got the Canaanites and the Perizzites who are looking on. And you see they probably knew they were related. But they see these folks squabbling between themselves. And Abraham would have thought to myself, this is not good. This is not a good testimony to these people around here. This is just my I'm thinking. He must have thought, well, you know, this is not a good idea for us who are brethren to be squabbling like this publicly. So Abraham took the initiative and said to Lot. That's why I'm not sure others see that, but that's one way I looked at it. Mm-hmm. So Abraham took the initiative and said to Lot, please let there be no strife between you and me, and between my herdsmen and your herdsmen. You know why? For we are brethren. We shouldn't be fighting like this.
Maybe I can add in here, and it may be interesting to just leave this passage open for, you know, a number of comments. Even the fact that Abraham, he cared about this conflict that had developed. It would have, for example, it wasn't really between Abraham and Lot, right? It wasn't that Abraham and Lot were arguing about the needs of the livestock. It's that their herdsmen were in conflict with each other, which you could imagine. They're off managing their affairs, Abraham and Lot, sort of overseeing and administering their possessions. And the people who are out in the trenches, as we say, who are out in the pastures, they're the ones who are sort of going at this disagreement. And I think part of, as we look at the booklet, what was Abraham's response to the conflict and what attitude and approach did he take? Even the fact that he didn't say, you know, well, I just hope those workers can sort it out, or, you know, Lot, take care of your workers, kind of thing. Or go to his workers and say, well, you have to deal with it this way. He took some personal responsibility. He felt personal responsibility because it was related to his own personal situation. So he was willing to invest. You're talking about taking the initiative to invest the time, the energy, the considering what the right way to do, the right way to respond would be. He didn't just walk in and say to Lot, you know, we have a problem, you need to do something. He approached it in a certain way. And just the fact that he heard the news and didn't ignore it. Mm. I appreciate that about his response. And I think maybe, you know, even if just as we look at the whole passage, perhaps there are other comments. Maybe we can just leave it open for a couple of moments about just this passage in general. What are some other features of Abraham's response in what has developed?
Just want to comment about the Perizzite and Canaanite in the land. Very often, in conflict, we often only just see my side. Mm-hmm. When I only see my side, then I'm either going to say, I don't want to get involved, or I get on the offensive and I go after the person. What I see in Abram's response was, you know what, this is a little bit bigger than just Lot and me. We are here in this land that is a land that we are occupying, and we need to be united because this is part of Jehovah's work in us and for us. We are related, we're brethren, that's one part of it, but this is a land that we are sojourning in, and we need to realize that there's a bigger consequence if we don't resolve this. And I think sometimes that's what we miss in conflict. In conflict, we're only looking about my personal viewpoint, my myopic, you know, view of how it is. And sometimes we need to just broaden our perspective to see that, you know, there's a whole lot more involved than just my perspective of it.
I'd like to give us just some scripture to tag along with Abraham's attitude that I think is helpful. Romans chapter 12. Romans chapter 12 and verse 18. I think in if we take Abraham's attitude, this is what we see with Abraham. If it is possible, as much as depends upon you, mm-hmm. as much as depends upon you, live peaceably with all men. Mm-hmm. And then again in chapter 14, verse 19, and therefore let us pursue the things which make for peace, and the things by which one may edify another. perhaps one of the things, one of the reasons Abraham was seeking a peaceful resolution here was because he wanted the best for Lot. He wanted to edify Lot. That's why he gave Lot first choice. He said, Lot, you take the best piece. You take the best. And then one other verse that leads to why. And that's the first two verses, Romans 12, 18, Romans 14, 19. The last verse, Hebrews 12, Hebrews 12, and verse 14 and 15. I want to take these two verses together. It says in verse 14, pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see God, see the Lord. Looking carefully, lest anyone fall short of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up cause trouble, by this many are defiled. And I think this is an extremely important principle from God's Word. Sometimes we occupy ourselves with the association with evil and that defiles, and yes, that's a principle from God's Word. But then we overlook this principle that bitterness also defiles. And we overlook that. And we don't pursue peace, because if we pursue peace, like Abraham, if we had Abraham's attitude in a marriage, in an assembly setting, and whatever it might be, if I'm looking to edify the other brother or the other person in the conflict, if that's really, and as much as depends upon me, then I'm not going to harbor this evil, this bitterness down here. Because it says everybody else around you is going to be defiled by it. And it's just going to spread like gangrene. And it's a terrible, bitterness is a horrible thing. It destroys marriages. It destroys assemblies. It has done so much destruction. And so he says here that we need to be on guard as much as possible. That depends upon you. It ought to be a pursuit like Abraham in our life. So I just want to throw that out.
Excellent.
In connection with bitterness, obviously, I guess we'll see that later, but Lot chooses the better part. Abraham is not bitter about him. Well, I let him do it. Oh, man, he took the best part. He's really bitter about it. Because later we see that when Lot gets in trouble, he goes and sends his army to help him from the, how many kings was it that tried to capture him? So there wasn't that bitterness. Even when he took the best part, he still wasn't bitter about it.
Well, how do you think he arrived at that point where he wasn't bitter? When Lot took the best part.
Because he knew the promise that the Lord had given him.
Did everybody hear that?
Speak a little bit. Speak a little bit.
Because he arrived at the position to be able to not be bitter about Lot taking the better part, because he was confident in what the promise the Lord had given him of the inheritance that he had.